Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Infertility. It can be painful. It can be difficult. It can be expensive. The average infertility sessions can be $10,000 to $12,000, and that's no guarantee of success. What happens if you go to find help, find treatment for your infertility, and they tell you, we can't help you because, quite simply, you're too fat, because they say your BMI is too high. Well, there are a myriad of issues that are connected to your BMI and your ability to conceive, and Dr. George Ide is with Allegheny Health Network's Bariatric and Metabolic Institute, joins us today to talk about these issues. Hi, Dr. Ide.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So right off the bat, and it's interesting, the New York Times did a story on this the other day, and it kind of starts off with this premise that a lot of times when people are overweight, when they are obese, the outside world thinks that everything can be fixed if they gain weight. I mean, if they lose weight.
So, I mean, we have to look at obesity from the angle of our bodies are not designed to carry extra weight. And when we do, there are certain functions that start not working well. It's nothing to do with looks. It's nothing to do with how we, you know, portray ourselves. It's just the nature of our body not accepting or not designed to carry this extra weight.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, especially in women, it can lead to conditions like polycystic ovary syndrome, or it's known as PCOS, which is a constellation of symptoms, include irregular menstrual cycle, infertility, and, you know, as time goes by, they are more prone to get diabetes and heart disease. So, I mean, this is what we need to look at obesity from that angle.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's not one size fits all. It's not like, you know, I have to take case-by-case basis, but that's the idea behind that.
And so when we look at things like PCOS, we look at the issue, some of the issues related with obesity, can there then be a hormonal impact that affects the ability to conceive?
Exactly. So what happens is the hormonal balance in our body becomes not normal. As we know, men and women, we have male and female hormone in our bodies. Men have more male than female, obviously, and vice versa in women. So women with PCOS tend to have a little bit more testosterone in their body than they normally, and can lead to all these symptoms. So, and it's thought to be related to weight as well. So that's how things are going. So obviously that weight starts a cascade of hormonal imbalances that get. However, having said that, those hormonal imbalances can still happen with women who are not overweight. So it's not always 100%
Okay.
Effect. Something to keep in mind.
Okay, so one of the things you look at the Bariatric and Metabolic Institute is how bariatric surgery, bariatrics, can affect these issues.
For sure, and if you, as you mentioned, even in the name of our institute, there is metabolic, which is the hormonal things. Because we know obesity is not just about weight, it's about hormonal imbalances and all the symptoms that can happen from diabetes to PCOS and other things. So that's what we specialize in, because we know those patients need help. It's like any other condition. It's not just to say, hey, stop eating. There is much more to it. I tell my patients, like, you fell in a trap, in a deep hole, and you need the help to get you out. It's not, you know, it's not reasonable to somebody who's in a very deep hole to get themselves out on their own.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why I tell people there is a solution, and that we just need their commitment and help, and then we can try to help them to get out of that.
So I'm guessing, and I have no idea if I'm right about this or not, but I am sure for a lot of women, especially women who are dealing with infertility issues, just the idea of putting bariatrics and infertility in the same sentence is frightening.
It is, and people, but it's our job to educate them. Okay, we need to educate, and I'm thankful for running this on your show. We need to educate the public. We need to even our colleagues in medicine of the realities. So not let's look at patients who are overweight and say, hey, stop eating. There is more to it. There are hormonal imbalances. As a matter of fact, there are some theories out there, not confirmed, that those hormonal imbalances led to the weight. You know, it's like the chicken or the egg, which came first.
Mm.
But definitely there is a correlation between the two. And then as long as we explain it to our patient to say, listen, you know, you have a condition, but there is a solution. And if we have your commitment, we're going to get you to get rid of a slew of medical problems and increase your chance of getting pregnant. And even when you get pregnant, it's going to be safer to get that delivery done.
Now, and again, I'm going to play devil's advocate because I think with a lot of people, when you say bariatric surgery, people immediately jump in, well, I know my cousin, I knew a woman, I knew a guy. And I'm guessing that then a lot of that is just without all the information.
You know, the realities are, okay, we always can look at here and there, but I mean, the realities are out there is only 1% of patients can lose the weight and keep it off.
Hmm.
When they reach a BMI, body mass index, obviously is a one way of looking at things. It's not just like an absolute number by itself.
Mm-hmm.
But typically when you reach a BMI, especially 35 and above, studies have shown only 1% can lose the weight and keep it off. I mean, what I call is the yo-yo effect. You talk to those people, they tell you, yeah, I've lost 20 pounds, but guess what? 6 months later, I gained now 25.
Right.
Up and down, I joke around and say it's like the stock market, up and down, but if you go 10 years over, it's just going up. And they tell you that. It's like, mm-hmm. yeah, you know, 10 years ago, I weighed maybe 30 pounds less than I weigh right now. So that's basically the struggle that happens is like you get into that vicious cycle of going up and down and you're feeling you're not making any progress. So the surgery is that I always joke around. It's like when you think about it, if you're like in a deep hole and you're trying to get yourself out, you get halfway through, you get tired, you fall back down.
It's
and
not,
that's what's
yeah.
going on.
Mm-hmm.
So the surgery is that firefighter is going to show up and dangle down a ladder, and we're going to help the patient treat, you know, educate them on how to hold on that ladder and get themselves out of that hole.
And get out of the hole. Dr. I, thanks so much. And certainly good information, especially for those folks in our audience dealing with the issue of infertility. There's an option. That's what I'll say. There's an option.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.